Hello and welcome to this month's Secret Supper. We did a little bit of a different thing this month. I pre-recorded the interview with Rebecca Tracy of Uncaged Life. So what you're about to see is that little bit of recording. You can learn more about Rebecca at theuncagedlife.com. She also has a separate website for her package, which is called Hey Nice Package. And that is also at heynicepackage.com. So without further ado, we are going to launch right into the interview. And then afterwards, there was live discussion, which I recorded, and we are there. All right, so thanks for joining us. Here we go.
How did you get the idea for this?
So Hey Nice Package right now is an online program. And it started as work that I was doing one-on-one with my clients. Mm-hmm. So to back up a little bit, I work with small business owners who are trying to figure their shit out, basically, in a nutshell. And most of them are coaches who are not very great at selling their services. So back when I was working one-on-one with clients, I was realizing that one of the big problems they were having was putting together their coaching packages. Like, they had no idea how to package it all up. And a lot of them are life coaches. So the typical life coaching way is to do very open-ended packages where you work together for, you know, 2 times a month or 3 times a month, and it goes for a minimum of 3 months, and then it keeps going endlessly and no one really knows when it ends. And it's all very vague and very broad. And I had realized through my years of life coaching and working with other life coaches and seeing how their businesses were not working well, that one of the major problems was that it's really hard to get people to invest in something that's very open-ended and very broad. And I used to coach like that, and over the years developed a way of creating packages that just made more sense, which was creating really defined and specific packages. And so I would coach my one-on-one clients to help them create that in their business. And so I did that for a couple of years as a one-on-one coach. And then I ran it as a group program a couple times because I wanted to see what it was like to teach this process in a group. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that that worked, I then brought it into my group program that I run every 2 months. And then when I saw that that worked, I was like, you know what? I could teach this online. This doesn't have to be live. There's like a system to this and a process. And it's something that could be delivered in an online format. So I eventually brought it to online. So it didn't start there, but that's where it lives now.
And how long was that whole entire process, do you think, from starting to do one-on-ones to where it is now?
So when I launched Hey Nice Package, probably 2.5 years.
Okay.
I would say 2 years maybe.
Yeah. And yeah. So what has the response been in terms of, like, when you look at all the different ways that you have delivered this material, what's your favorite?
I mean, it's hard to say that an online format is my favorite because I'm not involved in it. I really liked creating the online course. It was really fun writing it up and figuring out how much to put in and what sections they should be and recording the videos and having it like beautifully designed. So that was a really, really fun process. But now it's pretty hands-off, other than having to market it and actually get people to buy it. But I'm not involved in it in any way. So I like teaching it live a lot. I think that it's great to learn it online, and there's something about doing it live and having some back and forth that's kind of cool. So I still do that in my group programs. Actually, when I run my program on Uncage Your Business, we do it live. So, but it's nice for people who don't have the time or the money to invest in a month-long group program to still be able to get that portion of the work and do it themselves on their own time.
Very cool. So what's involved? I mean, I'm sure we can go and look at the sales page, but right. What's involved in terms of if you were to take this online and not be involved in a live situation?
Yeah, so it's a program that you download. So you pay online, you download it. And it's a huge, monstrous PDF that's beautifully designed. So it's very easy to follow with some audio and some video links. So for every section, there's an audio or a video, and you click on it and it takes you to that file. So you can watch the process or hear me talk about it if there's something that was too hard to explain in writing in the PDF. And it basically walks you through the process of getting really clear on all things to do with your packages. So starting with who your clients are to ways that you shouldn't create packages, so some of the really common mistakes that people are making, mapping out your client journey, figuring out sort of the scope of your work, and then getting really clear on how to turn that into packages and what to include, and everything down to pricing and writing sales pages and sort of what happens after you get your packages actually created.
Wow, the whole enchilada.
It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a beast of a course. And I didn't think it was going to be that crazy. And as I was writing it, I realized, you know, there needs to be more. And now I need to add this. And like, people want to know what happens after. So there's a section on like marketing your packages. So it's like, it's very, very robust, which is great because it's a lot of content. And it was a beast to put together. My web designer who I sent it to was like, this is huge. I'm like, sorry. Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you wish you'd known before you started putting that all together. Like, what in the process of doing it did you learn?
I learned that it's not as simple, and I could have guessed this, but this was the first time really putting it to the test. I learned that it's not as simple as just whipping up a PDF and selling it online and making passive income. No, that would be nice. I invested probably about $6,000 into creating the actual course, plus the years that it took to actually do enough market research to refine the process enough to actually create it. So I don't know if there's anything that I wish I had known, but it was a good learning experience to see that I really love creating material that way. And it's not just a, you know, whip up a PDF and throw it online kind of process.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, how, in terms of the operations of it, do you think that that's the best way to go, just to keep it simple and keep it as a download?
I've thought about that. I've thought about that and I thought, oh, maybe I should revamp it. And then I thought of what went into it and I was like, no, it's working. So if it wasn't working, if I was getting a lot of feedback that like, this sucks or like it's not really delivered well, I would think about changing it. But I haven't gotten that yet, luckily. I do think that there'd be room to do it in like audio or video modules with some accompanying worksheets. Like, I think there's a lot of different formats it could be. If it's not broken, I say don't fix it. But it definitely, I'm sure if I was doing it again, I might think about a way that wasn't as, it was a lot to get the designer to design this huge PDF. Like, every page is custom designed and it's very much like a course. It's not just like a, you know, you're not just reading pages and pages of PDF. So that was a lot. I think that I probably could have condensed the material into audios and had it be a little bit faster for people to flip through. I don't know. It's a good question. I think about the pros and cons of each, and I think that there are pros and cons of each. I think having it in PDF makes it really easy for people to kind of scroll through and get it, whereas if it's an audio, they have to actually sit and take the time. And obviously, I want people to take the time, but it's faster, I think, reading than sitting and listening. So the audios would have to be kept short, and then could I keep the material short? I don't know. So I don't think there's one right way for online courses, but it was definitely interesting to try this way. And I'm sure for my next course, I'll try something different.
Well, what would you say was the hardest thing about putting this all together?
Actually, organizing the content took the longest. So I used a program called Scrivener, which is like for writers. I don't know if you know it, but somebody had recommended it to me and I was like, this is great. So it lets you write the sections and then you can like drag and drop them into different orders. So that was really great just for going, okay, here's all of the sections that I know I need, just like dump them in and start writing them and then figure out where they need to go in order of the actual program. So that was a huge, huge job. It took a really long time. And then actually writing it into like clear, concise wording. And then I had a copy editor to go through and like kind of ramp up the whole thing. So the actual writing of the course was huge. Designing, I just sent off to a designer and she did it. So that was easy. And then of course, like launching and selling it didn't feel bad because I beefed up my audience a little bit first with some free content and with, you know, hey, this is coming. So I did a pre-sale for it. So I had a bunch of people buy it before I even sold it. So that wasn't so bad. It was the actual like sitting down and writing the content was massive. So massive.
Were you able to repurpose anything that you'd ever written before? Or?
I was able to take some sections from the material that I was using for my group program because it was written in transcripts already for the workshops that I'd run and for the group program that I run. So I took that, but I flushed it out way more than I ever did in the group. So I took little bits and pieces of it, but a lot of it I was writing from scratch. None of it was like, it was all things that I taught before. So nothing was new material that I had to go like, how am I going to teach this? I taught it all before. So that made it easy, but just putting it in a way that people could easily consume it and get it was, I don't want to say it was tough, but it was a big job. It was fun. But I had about, I want to say 12 people read through it It was literally just all in one Google Doc, like no formatting, no anything. It was just like, here's the course. And I had about 12 people like beta test it for me and run through it and put their comments and tell me where things were unclear or where I needed an audio or where stuff didn't make sense. So that when I put it into the design, it was like polished and good to go.
Awesome. Yeah, we were talking about that last week or earlier this week. By the time people see this, it'll be last week. But yeah, talking about beta testing and making sure that you get all the kinks ironed out before you start charging for
price. Oh my gosh. And that actually made the course longer because people were like, oh, well, I'd love to learn about, you know, setting up a payment plan. I'd love to learn what systems you use. And so I was like, okay, I'll add that section. And so I ended up adding a whole bunch of additional sections based on their feedback and made some really good revisions to the actual flow of the content. So it definitely helped. It definitely made it a lot better than it was originally. So very grateful Sweet. To the people who poured through hundreds of pages in a Google Doc.
Well, I love to hear more about your thoughts on the client journey because we talk about that a little bit in our group too, but not as much. We've been focused more on where they are right now.
Yeah.
So do you want to say anything about the client journey and how you view that and especially in relation to this package?
Yeah. So I talk in the Heinous Package about the client journey being like from point A to point C. So there's point A, which is where they come to you when they're needing your help. So like, what's that moment when they're like, oh my God, I need to call this person and get help. So that's like the struggles that they're having in this moment. And then point C at the other end is eventually what they want their life to look like. So this is like very big picture, the ideal life that this client would have. And then there's point B, which is in the middle, which is where you take your clients to. Because I think one of the problems that people have with putting together packages is they think they need to take their clients from point A all the way to point C with a perfect life. So I think there's so much pressure for people to think, oh my God, I have to solve all my clients' problems. And so what I teach is that they come to you at point A and you take them to point B, and then there's other things that they might do afterwards that are possibly outside the scope of your work. So a really tangible example of that would be like my work with Hey Nice Package. So I teach people to go from point A, which is, oh my God, I don't know how to put together packages, to point B, great, I'm really clear on what I sell now and these are really tangible and I feel really solid about this. Their point C might be then going and creating a really strategic launch plan or learning to use Facebook ads to then sell their products. So there's all these next steps after the work with me that I'm just not, it's not my expertise, it's not what I love teaching, and it's not what I feel responsible for. So the client journey to me is where they are when they come to you, and then where they are when they leave you, and then having a sense of what might be next for them. So some businesses, there might not be next steps, and some there might be, but I think it's always good to know the full scope of the work that you're doing with a client to help put together packages.
Well, tell us a little bit more about your package as a coach. What would a package look like if somebody wanted to do coaching with you?
So I have, my packages are all set. So I have a few, they're changing, but I have 1 hour message sessions. So this is where I've mapped out, one thing that I should back up and say is that I think in the client journey, point A to B, you can really break that up into different steps. So what are all of the things that you would need to do with a client to get them from where they are now to where they want to be? So in my process, part of that is working on clients with messaging. So clients need to be clear on their business message before they can go on and do anything else. So I have 1 hour message sessions where we just work on that one little piece of this bigger process. Packaging is another one. So we pulled out one specific piece of their journey from A to B and helped them with one specific area. And then I have Uncage Your Business, which is the group program, which kind of covers the full spectrum of what I do. So we go from struggling, confused, not clear on what their business is, to clear, confident, taking action, and ready to move on to some of the next level marketing stuff that is not necessarily what I teach. So I've been able to divide my packages into solving really clear client problems, which means that when someone comes to me, there's never any confusion of, you know, do I sign up for this one or this one or this one? Like, they're not all the same. They're very different, which makes it easy for people to see if it's for them or not.
Yes. I love clarity. Clarity is powerful.
I know. And I've had clients come to me and say, you know, I don't really know if I need any of those. I just want to work one-on-one. And my answer is like, sorry, I don't do that. Here are the options. If these don't work, let me refer you to a few business coaches who take like custom packaged one-on-one clients, because it's not how I work. So it feels really good to me to know whether they're my client or not, and know if I can slot them into my program. And if not, to be very confident that I'm just not the right fit for them. It makes it easier for me to get the right clients, basically, which is nice.
You know, and I think that that is such a powerful place to be in as the owner of your business, because you are saying, I'm not afraid of saying no to people, right? There's other people out there that will help this person. I don't have to do that. And if I say no, it's not going to kill my business. It's actually going to make it stronger.
It's going to be better because I don't have to work with clients who have work that's outside, you know, nothing personal to the clients. Usually the work is just outside of what I love doing. And so I'd rather send them to someone who loves doing that work than work with me, who's like, maybe not that interested. You know, that's not a good investment of someone's money if I'm half-assing it. So I'd rather spend their money on someone who's going to do a really good job and keep my spots open and my time open for the people that I love to work with and the types of clients that I love to take on.
Absolutely. Well, what about the like the cautionary tales of, you know, what you see other people doing or in terms of stumbling when they're putting together a package?
There's a few. The main one that I see is trying to fit everything that you've ever learned about your area of expertise into one package. So instead of creating something like what I've done with a message session where it's 1 hour, it's very clear. It's like, let's put everything that I know into this package and it's going to be 6 months and we're going to cover like blah, 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 and put so much in that it's the clients don't actually really know what they're getting. It's not specific enough. It's like, I'm going to solve every problem you've ever had, which is not surprisingly not attractive to people because it doesn't really speak to one specific thing that they're struggling with. So it's hard for them to see how it applies to them. So that's a big one, is being way too big with your packages instead of focusing on something really small and specific to start with. So I always loved helping my clients find something really, really, really specific to start, and then they can expand from there if they see the need for it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I see a lot is people having packages, like too many packages. So you go, life coaches do this all the time, you go to their site and there's like six options, and I look at them and I cannot figure out what the difference is. It's like coach twice a month for 45 minutes, or coach three times a month for half an hour, or coach four times a month for an hour, or just buy 6 months, or sign up for a year. And I'm like, I don't know what I need. Like, I'm a client, you're the expert. I have no idea what package I need. And this scares me. Like, there's too much happening. So if, you know, if you're confused looking at your packages and you can't very clearly tell a client which one would be right for them, your clients are going to be confused too. So keeping it really, really simple and clear. Numbers of packages, I mean, I like 1 to 5, let's say 1 to 5. I think when you start having more than 5 different options for people, it's just too much. It's way too much. So keeping it simple, the less you have, the easier it is for people to understand what it is that you sell and figure out if it's what they need or not.
Well, and this is a little tricky too, because you, you've developed this Hey Nice package, which basically has everything in it that you would ever need to, it's basically everything you know about creating packages. So yes. How did you know where to draw the line and say, okay, that's enough?
Because this was such a specific focus on packages, it's not everything that I know about business. So it doesn't cover messaging. It doesn't cover, you know, figuring out what your niche is. It doesn't cover, it does cover pricing. It doesn't cover all of these additional things that I do with clients in business. So it felt good to go, okay, I want to make sure that this is complete enough that they're not left feeling like, okay, but how do I actually create my package, or what else do I need to do? It's the full system, but it's not my entire business in a PDF, if that makes sense. So it's like a lot about a really specific topic.
Right.
And it's because it's bringing them to a really specific result, I included enough so that they'll leave getting that result. That's always my goal, is if, you know, I want my clients to leave with what I've said they're going to leave with. And I include as much as I need to make sure that they get there.
Yeah, I was amazed when I was looking at kind of what was included, because you do talk about all of the things related to putting that together and making it work. So pricing and operationally, how do you get people to pay you and all of that. But then what you left out was the, how do I market this really like ongoing? So
yeah, there's like a little bit in there of like, here's some ideas for basically building your list and getting this in front of people. But that would be a whole other course. Like that would be insane to put together in like with this. So yeah, so that's where I drew the line was, and even things like payment processors, I was like, I have, you know, there's a couple things that I use. I'll put some simple suggestions, but this is not a systems course about, you know, how to sell your packages with different technologies. It's not what I teach. It's not my expertise. So I put in a little bit to get people started, but definitely not the main focus for sure.
Yeah. This is more for the beginner, not the advanced person who's looking to get Infusionsoft in there and, you know,
I have lots of clients that buy it that are quite advanced in business and just have never really nailed down packaging. But it's not for someone who already knows what they're selling and wants to understand about like Infusionsoft versus Entreport or, you know, that's, I don't even know that stuff. God, I would never want to advise on that. No,
I don't either. Yeah, that's not. Mm-mm. Well, no. What are your tips or like insights about pricing when you were putting this together? How did you figure out how to price it?
So I used, I have two different methods that I use for pricing. So I started by using the first method that I always advise clients to use, which I very accurately call the gut feeling method, which is basically like what feels good. And so I usually start with like, what's the lowest number that feels good for this? So I might be like $47. And then I ask myself on the other spectrum, what number feels way too high, like just too much. And I think I said something like probably like $500. Like, I don't think I could charge that. And then I kind of whittle it down on either side till I get to a place where it feels good and not too scary. So it's like, this would be exciting if I could charge this. But it doesn't make me want to vomit when I have to say it out loud to somebody. So that's how I came up with a kind of a gut feeling number. And then surprisingly, I asked all of my beta clients, so the 12 people that I had run through it, what they would pay for this or what they would expect, what kind of price point they would expect. And they're all like savvy online business owners. They're kind of, you know, they're in it, they get it. And they said everything from $197 to $800. And I was like, oh, cause I was thinking 97. so that was great because, and I think once I'd actually flushed out the whole package too, like the whole course, I saw that this is way bigger than what I thought it was when I started. So I used their feedback combined with what number felt good for me to come up with the $297 price. Yeah, it was definitely, I think getting that feedback from them was great because it was much higher than I probably would have priced it at myself. But I don't always recommend doing that because sometimes clients, depending on who your clients are, sometimes they don't know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're broke and so they're like, well, I could only pay $5. And you're like, that's not helpful. So it's, you know, you kind of have to take it with a grain of salt. Unless they say way more than you thought, then like listen to it. But if they say way, way less than you know it's worth, then I say ignore them. It's kind of biased. But right, like sometimes clients don't know. So they're like, I don't know, $29. And in your head, you're thinking like $99. And
right.
Then it kind of feels like a bit of a buzzkill. So, but it's helpful to just get a sense of what people are thinking, and you can take it or leave it in the end.
Well, did you do any like fancy number crunching when you were thinking, okay, I'm going to invest, you know, thousands of dollars here into this. What happens if I don't?
I did not. So the other method of pricing that I teach in Hey Nice Packages, so there's the gut feeling method. Oh, my dog is like, hey, pay attention to me. There's the gut feeling method. And then there's the actual planning method of figuring out like how big of a portion of your income is this going to be? And how many of these do you need to sell a month for it to be, you know, a substantial part of your income? And what role does it play in like your bigger money plan? I didn't do that with this package because it didn't feel like, it's like one of my main offerings, but it didn't feel like the main moneymaker. So I know that I run higher price group programs. I know sort of where the most chunks of my money came from. And I had a sense of like, it would be nice if I could make X amount with this package, but it wasn't, you know, a main focus. I did not consider how much it would be to actually put it together because I knew that it was going to be an evergreen product that was going to live on my site for years to come. So I knew, sorry. She's like, yeah, okay. Phone, it's playtime. You've been on the phone all day. I knew that it would be that I'd eventually make that investment back. And I had a pre-sale for it. And I wish I had numbers. I can't remember how many I sold. But I sold enough for me to go, okay, this is going to be fine. Like the $6,000 I put into it is coming back to me. So I did not do as much due diligence as I should have probably in terms of pricing. But I didn't want that to determine the price. So I didn't want to go, okay, what if like, only five people buy it, that means the price has to be $1,000 each. Like, it doesn't really make sense to me. So I priced it at what felt good for my market and my clients and like the value of, I think, what was in the course.
Well, and I'm wondering if you, like when you run your live program, do you include this as material for them? Do they get it?
Or? That was an interesting decision because I teach it in the course. And yet the Hey Nice package is a lot more robust than what I teach in the course. So I teach like the basics of my process, but I don't get into all the additional stuff and I don't get as into like the psychology behind how to create packages. So I struggled with that when I went back and forth. And I surveyed my group clients from previous sessions to see what they thought. And a lot of them surprisingly said, I don't think you should include it because I think it's going to overwhelm people. I think that you've got this great content, you teach it already, they get what they need, and to then be like, here's this huge course on just packages when that's not the only focus of the group program would be overwhelming. So I offer it to them at a discount, so they get it for half price, which a lot of them use. So after the program later on, they're like, you know what, I wasn't ready then to do this deep of a dive, but I am now. And so I'm going to use that discount and take it, and they love it. So that felt good to me, but it was hard because I was like, they're already paying $1,000 for a group program, I should just throw it in, but I really didn't want to stress them out with getting so much content because a lot of them aren't ready for that specific package creation when they're in the program.
Yeah, no, I could see that overwhelm could happen. Yeah,
right? And I think that happens too because we're talking about packages. When people create packages, they're like, I'm going to throw in all these bonuses. Like you get this and you get teleseminars and you get expert interviews and you get all this stuff. And it's like, what about just the main program? Like, is it not good? Like, why do I need all this extra stuff? And I always think that when I see people throwing in so many bonuses, and I get that they're trying to create some more allure to it, but I think that it just overwhelms people. They have all this content and like, they don't even know where to start with it because there's so much. So yeah. I'm a huge fan of like, don't smush in bonuses unless they're really, really valuable and make sense with the content that you're offering. And if that's the case, make them part of the course, like add them into the course instead of like bonus, 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 you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's my point of view.
Well, do you have, are you going to be launching this or is this like always available?
It's always available.
It's always available. Yeah. And what about your group program? Are you starting that up again soon?
It's running now for September and the next one will probably run in November, I would say. So yeah, that'll be coming around again in about another month.
That's your Uncaged Business?
That's Uncage Your Business, yeah. So that's a four-week-long group program.
Awesome. Yeah,
where we cover packages, but also other things.
One of the things that I thought was very cool about, you know, about how you put this together, because I love branding and the whole piece that goes into that, is how you came up with this name and how it fits into your brand, how you see that fitting into your brand. Do you want to talk about that just a little bit?
Sure. Naming is hard. I am not a copywriter. I find naming, you know, I do my best, but I find it challenging. So it was originally run after doing it one-on-one as a workshop called Nailed It. Because I was like, what do people get when they create a great package? They're like, yeah, nailed it, like sold out. So I was like, I'm gonna just call it Nailed It. That was a common phrase, you know, going around at the time. So that's what it was called originally. And then I decided to do some interviews with other business owners who had really interesting and unique packages just about how their process of coming up with it for the pre-launch. And I randomly was just like, I'm going to call it the Nice Package interview series. And so I kept calling that the series Nice Package. And my copywriter at the time was copy editing Hey Nice Package. And I was like, what do you think about the name Nice Package for the actual course? And she's like, yeah, but you should put a hay in front of it. I was like, yeah, okay. And it was just that. And I was like, should it be like an exclamation mark at the end? And she's like, definitely. So it just kind of made sense. I think it fits with my brand in that I can be a little bit snarky and not so like, this is all very professional, serious business. So it makes it fun, I think, for people. It's a catchy title. I ran a contest. when I launched it. Where people had to submit their nice package pictures. And I was particularly thinking of David Hasselhoff has this, or is it David, or Burt Reynolds, one of the guys who used to have a mustache and big frowy hair in like really, really short shorts, kind of leaning up against a car with like a very-
Oh yeah, that sounds like Burt Reynolds.
Apparent, yeah, very apparent package. And so I was like, oh, it'd be funny to have people just submit like nice package pictures and run a contest. So it, you know, it, I got to play a bit, I got to play around a bit with the theme and the name, but yeah, naming's hard. I feel really proud of this name. I really like the name Hey Nice Package. So I feel like I landed on something great there, but it's definitely not always the case. Naming's tricky.
And so why did you decide to put it on its own website?
That was another thing that was hard. I liked how easy it is for people to find instead of going, oh, go to my, right. So why did I put it on a separate site? I like how easy it is to find versus saying, go to uncaged, you know, theuncagedlife.com/heynicepackage. I just like having it easy to send people to. It's got different branding, which was also an interesting decision. I didn't know. I was like, should it have the same branding or different branding? Like, I don't know. So we gave it its own brand and its own domain. Which is great, but it's also tricky. I'm relaunching my site now and I'm opening up an actual shopping cart on the site and a bunch of mini courses so people can buy multiple products and services at once and just add them to the cart. And because Hey Nice Package is on a totally separate domain, that doesn't work. So they can't just like read about it and add it. So pros and cons, I think, to doing that. I don't know if you have opinions about that. It was kind of felt like,
you know, I have a separate website for my program, for my digital dining room program, only because there was so much stuff that needed to happen. And also that's kind of where I deliver a lot of the content. So people log in. I wanted it to be cordoned off from being able to be hacked and also cause confusion for people who were just on my website.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought about having, like, I don't have anything else on the Hayes Practice site. It's basically just a sales page. So I'm going to be adding an opt-in to it, which I haven't had, which would make sense, and giving away a chapter for free. So that's coming up soon. And then I've thought about adding a blog to it, but let's be realistic. I'm not going to blog for two sites. It's not going to happen. No. So it's been interesting to just kind of see. And people are buying it. People are finding it okay for my site. So I'm sure it'll change in the future. But for now, it's going to stay like that. It feels like too much to have to bring it over onto my site and change that right now. So it's going to stay separate, and I'm sure that eventually something will happen with it. Change it up or scrap it all together, maybe. Who knows?
Well, I know the feeling of it's overwhelming, you know, to have to make a change.
Yeah, like, but I just made it. It's like I'm comfy now. People are buying it. It's just – it's there. It's done. And to think about changing it up. But that's what happens with online business, right? Like nothing – just going to stay online and sell forever. And so it needs upgrades and it needs revamps and it needs, you know, scrapping and redoing. So I'm sure that everything has a shelf life, and I'm sure Hey Nice Package does too. So it'll be interesting to see in the future what I decide to do with it.
I have an interesting kind of philosophy question for you.
Okay.
So I was recently, I had my contract with my coach end, and I was thinking, you know, it's time for me to do something different. I'd been with that coach for 2 years, and it was more of a group program than a one-on-one. So I'm kind of interviewing other business coaches to see about a one-on-one situation. And this last person I talked to, she didn't have any of the stuff on her website. Like, we had the conversation, which was really nice. And then I said, so do you have all of the details of this kind of somewhere on your website that I can go and look and sign up? And she's like, no, I don't do it that way. So she has no like sales page, no nothing. And mm-hmm.
How did you find her?
She was doing a webinar
okay. On
a particular topic, which basically leads you into, you know, doing this group program.
Yeah.
So it's a group program with some one-on-one coaching blended in. Basically, okay. Is what she was selling. And she told me about three different packages while we were on the phone, all of them very different, mm-hmm. but also packages that sounded like they had a lot of details, you know.
Basically, you're saying it was hard to follow.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was a little, I scratched my head about it, but, you know, it must be working for her because she's been doing it that way.
Yeah, I mean, and did she try to enroll you in one of them on the phone? Was it like one of these, we'll talk about them and then which one do you want to sign up for? Or was it like, go and think about it and let me know?
I don't think she I don't know if she would have done that with me just because she knows I'm a marketing person. Right. That would have been a little bit. But I did ask her, you know, I'm like, so, you know, just out of curiosity, why don't you have this on your website? And she's like, well, I just like to fill all my programs based on conversations with people.
Right. So yeah. that I get, you know, there's something to be said for doing consults and getting on the phone with people and really getting them in a conversation about the work that you're going to do. Great. Mm-hmm. But I think if somebody just is visual and needs to read the information, or, you know, I've had people say, I've read your sales page like 75 times before I bought it. And so, you know, it's nice to have that there for people who are like, hey, well, I'm going to think about it, to go back you and to read and to get more excited about and to, you know, read testimonials for and to, you know, kind of build up in their head as like a thing that they might do. And I think that, I don't know, I guess it works if it's working for her. I probably wouldn't do it. I think I get the like enrolling conversation thing, but I also think that people buy, people have different buying habits. Some people will get on the phone and go, I know I want to work with you. I don't really care. Just like, here's my credit card. And some people need to read your sales 75 times. And then there's everything in between. So having the option, I think, of like, hey, if you need more information, here's a page that reminds you of what these different options are and what's included so that you can, you know, think about which one's best for you. Doesn't hurt. Can't hurt, right? Well, even if it's not the main way that she's enrolling people, even if she's sending it to you after the call saying, here's the outline of what I offer.
Yeah, because it's not an insignificant investment, you know.
Yeah, I bet.
So I just wonder.
Who is this mystery person?
I know, I'll tell you later. So so what questions do you usually, you said people read your sales page. Do they ever like email you later or in between and be like, hey, I've been reading your sales page, but I still have this one question. Like, what are the common things that people worry about?
I have never had questions. I've never had questions about it. And I think that's for two reasons. One, it's not on my site. So there, I think there is an email address somewhere at the bottom, but it's not like, fill out this form to ask me questions about Hey Nice Package. Maybe it's not easy to find. Although they know who I am, so they could, you know, find me. But I think because the sales page is very long, there's a lot of information on it. There's good FAQs. It's very clear like what this is and who it's for and who it's not for. Mm-hmm. So I think it's, I don't know that it's a matter of like, well, I'm not sure, as it is just convincing themselves that this is the thing that they need. I would hope. I've had one, have I had anyone ask for refunds? I think I've had one person ask for a refund. I have a no refund policy on it. It's a digital downloadable program. Once you have it, you have it. It's pretty clear on the sales page. There's FAQs, who it's for. So anyone buying it, I trust that they'll do their, you know, their side of the deal and actually read the page properly.
Yeah.
But people don't, right? So I've gotten emails going, oh, I didn't think this is what it was going to be. And when I've asked them, they're like, oh, well, I thought you were going to teach me about, I don't know, they'll, you know, fill in the blanks. And I'm like, did you see that somewhere on the page? Because it doesn't say that. Like, I'd love to know where you got that information. And then they're like, well, I don't just assumed. So, you know, I've had one person, which is not bad over however long it's been out there selling. But yeah, I think a good sales page always helps to make sure that you've got all of your bases covered. You've got any objections, you've got any like really common questions. I've got a preview of what it looks like. So you can see like, here's what the modules look like so that people don't get in and go, oh my God, what is this? So it's all there.
Oh yeah. That's really important.
Yeah.
If people have questions, is it okay if I relay those to you via email and we'll,
yeah. Thank God.
Well, thank you so much, Rebecca. I really appreciate you spending time with me and we got it done.
Yay! I know. Thank you so, so much for being flexible with everything. And
so Holly, do you want to start us off with some reactions?
Yeah, I thought it was really good and very timely for me actually. Because I think, well, last week I had talked to you about putting together a package for a software, a photo editing software program, and then I actually did get somebody wants me to do that same program for their online school, so, and I have the ability to use it for myself also. So I guess the So it, you know, so I did pick up some things, you know, the pre-sale, this is coming, you know, of course the beta part of it, which I'm not going to be able to do for the online school, because they want it done for the 1st of October. The packages, keeping the packages clear, I think we have some private packages that are not online classes, but, I've been kind of going through those, and then, I like the preview, you know, what the modules look like. You know, that's a good point. And then I guess my question would be, so this class that I'm doing is actually what they wanted was like something fast and easy, like a 2-week class that would have PDF and video, and that is kind of a snapshot of this program. If you took this class, you'd be able to work the program, but you wouldn't be able to print, and you wouldn't be able to make a book, and you wouldn't be able to do a lot of the other features in the program. And I'm just trying to figure out a way to say, you know, this is up and running on this software program, and how do I tell them it doesn't cover everything without being negative? I guess that's I want it to be very positive. This is fast and easy, but you're not going to get the whole enchilada.
Well, I don't think that that's a negative thing, to be clear and say that this course only covers XYZ.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and if they want XYZ, they can come and take that from us as well in person.
Right. And if they want to learn A, B, C, D, E, F, you know, here's where you can go to get that.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just chunked down into a small little 2-week bite-sized thing.
Mm-hmm. Bite-sized, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gabrielle, yeah. Are you unmuted?
Yep, I am.
Well, tell me your reactions.
Well, it was interesting. I like the part of getting really clear about what your packaging and what your package, what to offer in your package. Because for myself, my work tends to be it's harder to define because it's, you know, transformational work. It's inner work, so it can be really challenging to define. It's not like a practical thing, you know, like learning how to video edit or how to put a sales page up or. So it's so that really that to me was really interesting. I'd like to know how.
Well, so that's a really good question, and maybe we'll have her elaborate a little bit more on that, because the whole reason she put her course together is because she works with coaches. She mm-hmm. works with people who do transformational work. And like you said, a lot of them are very, you know, it's hard to describe. It's really vague, kind of all over the board stuff. And so what you'll keep hearing over and over again, not just from me, but from her and other people who do this kind of work, is that you want to find the specific transformation for a specific kind of person and talk about it from that perspective. Mm-hmm. Right? So, you know, transformation happens in all kinds of different ways, but there's a specific transformation that you are trying to help people with. Mm-hmm. And you've kind of nailed down already, like, who, right? Mm-hmm. So it's highly sensitive women entrepreneurs who need to do what?
Well, I've been focusing in on visibility issues.
Right. So
fear of being visible.
Yeah, so that's really specific. And if you create a package that's just about working on your visibility issues, then you can be super clear about that, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I kind of have done that. I have done that, actually.
Yeah, you have. Yeah. So where do you feel like it's still vague for you?
Well, I mean, I had a couple of beta clients this summer, and they started out saying, oh, yeah, I want to work through my... work around my visibility issues, but then we ended up branching off into all these other areas. These other things came up, like big issues came up. So
maybe it's what's underneath that? Can you pick one of those big issues that's underneath visibility?
Well, what came up with these two women that I had, I mean, it's a small sample, right? Just two right. clients. So were relationship issues. So that was interesting.
Yeah. Never would have thought of that.
Yeah. I know. So I hesitate to branch out right away. I think I need to continue running, getting beta clients through the program and then evaluating later on when I have more feedback.
Yeah, so you can see if there's a pattern kind of emerging there.
Yeah, but the two clients have are carrying forward, doing more coaching with me, and that's when this, you know, what's interesting about today is that, you know, so I've agreed to meet with them twice a month, but so far I don't have a structured package for them, and I would like to have offer them a more structured package, but I have one in mind. I have an idea, but you know, so her what she, everything that she brought up sounded really, really interesting to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Carrie, what about you, my dear?
Hello.
Hello.
Well, kind of ditto what Gabrielle said, sort of on that line, was what came up for me was this, her comment, solve a clear client problem. So that's, I'm kind of rebranding and changing a little bit how I work, and so I'm trying to figure out what is a very, you know, what are the very clear client problems that I'm going to focus on. And one of the things I came up with the other day was that I kind of, my way of working is helping people connect to their body. And to hear what it's telling you, because even if they're emotional, mental issues, they're really all rooted in the body. So and that's kind of...
That sounds like the tool or the vehicle that you use to solve the problem.
Mm.
So what is the problem with being disconnected from your body?
Well, you don't hear what it's telling you, and it's your body that knows.
And then what? And then what happens when you don't hear what your body is telling you?
Then you don't do what you need to do to move forward.
And what happens if you don't do what you need to do to move forward?
you get stuck. You might be ill, have emotional issues.
Okay, so let's pick one of those. So you get stuck how?
Well, I'll use an example. I did this. I have this customized package. I've had one client, and I know looking back now, it's like it's too general. It doesn't say anything specific. But this one client pretty much came because of grief. His wife passed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did a variety of modalities that I do according mm-hmm. to which was appropriate. He had three sessions over a few month period.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one was Reiki mm-hmm. and there were, you know, things that came up during the Reiki session because I'm intuitive, and I shared that information with him later and offered suggestions of things that he could do, but also that Reiki in and of itself helps create its own healing. And so he later told me, kind of at the end of the whole package, that that was really the biggest transformational piece for him, was what the shift that happened after the Reiki session. Mm-hmm. But we also did a tarot card reading session that helped provide answers to questions that he had. And we did, I think, a crystal light bed session from my John of God stuff. So anyway, did that answer your question? So it helped him move on. It gave him like direction for self-care stuff and how mm-hmm. to move forward with his grief and how to understand some of what he was going through.
Yeah, so that would be, if you were going to create a package around that, it would be how to get unstuck, you know, kind of thing. And so you would talk about whether it was grief or some other emotional issue that people perseverate on and can't seem to not think about all the time, right? Because I think that's what happens when people are stuck, is they have these little loops playing in their brain that just keep over and over, and they can't seem to not play them anymore.
Right.
That's a particular thing that you solve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you want to look at the particular issues that you solve that you actually like to work on. Because it may be that helping people get unstuck is not your favorite. Maybe, you know, something else is your favorite.
What's really my favorite is those aha moments. That's where, when we go into the body and something comes up that's been there, but it's been in the subconscious. And when it comes up into the conscious mind, then they're going, oh, my God, that's why I always pick this kind of man, or that's why I never make any money, or I make it and I can't keep it, or, you know, that's what thrills me, those ahas where you, like, dig up those gems, or you dig up those things that are, you know, tribal messages that no longer serve them, that need to be healed and released.
Mm-hmm. And Gabrielle says, for a particular type of client instead of a particular type of problem, and that's another way to do it.
Yes.
I agree with you. I think the aha moments are probably why all of us like working with clients. It's just like, you know, when you see somebody like connect with their own inner knowing, and they're like, I knew this all along, I just didn't know that I knew it, and oh my gosh, this is so cool.
Yeah.
That's why you do what you do, but maybe there's a particular type of client, or...
Well, I've talked about clients that are, you know, on a spiritual journey. They want to, right? And so it's like, yeah, but how does that, like, how do you... I've written that into my website, and I think I've had people read it and find it interesting, but... Is it really bringing me the right...
Yeah, I don't know that that's specific enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So were you going to say something else or ask? It sounded like I interrupted you right before that.
No.
Well, okay. So the thing that I want you guys to know about Rebecca is she has this huge following, and you can connect with her on Facebook. I think her group has almost 4,000 people in it. So she's a little different from me in that she's very much, you know, she's younger, she's faster. The girl talks, like, as you noticed, 100 miles a minute, and lots of energy, very irreverent. She's totally smart and wonderful, and also she does things a little differently than I would do them, but, you know, it's working for her. So what I want you to take from this is whatever stood out in your mind as, oh, yeah, like that's the thing I need to work on, then have that be at the forefront of your homework this month, right? So, you know, being specific about your package would be a really good one, being super clear. And when you're doing the mind map thing, you know, you're going to start with everything. You're going to put everything on the page that you can possibly think of, but then you need to kind of trim it back a little bit, like you're trimming a rose bush or you're trimming a bonsai tree. You know, we want this to be a beautiful, self-contained thing. And sometimes the trimming, like Gabrielle said, is going to happen over, you know, the beta testing portion of what you're doing. But you can still get specific with your outline of what you would like to test. We want to test some things. We don't want it to be so all-encompassing that we don't really know what we're testing. Anybody else have anything else they want to add before we say goodbye for now? Okay. I'm going to re-edit all of this stuff and add our little discussion in at the afterword. Don't know what happened to the visual on that video. It was there when I
was editing it. All right, ladies, thank you for sticking around, and please do add your questions into the Facebook group as you come to them as you're doing your homework. I want to make sure that we get this stuff, you know, nailed down, as Rebecca would say. All right. Enjoy your weeks.
Bye.